Welcome to Juno Afternoon. It's August 18th. I'm Andy Klein. I'm your host for today. And coming up, it's a show of shows, music with local and international talent on the stage. First up, Todd Cairns is a guitarist who's played with some of the highest gods of rock. And he is here with his band to play us some music as a preview for their concert over at Auk Landing, right across the street from here at K2, being put on by Huna Totem tomorrow. Then a change of pace with marimba music, a concert on Sunday with visiting Zimbabwean artist Michael Sibanda. Then from the universe of the Wu-Tang, Killer Priest is coming to town soon, and we're going to be able to talk to him hopefully on Zoom call, plus a comedy and politics show from Afro Man. That's all with Lance Mitchell. We're going to get them on Zoom. That's all ahead. Hope you'll stay with us. And looking at the weekend weather, we've got sunshine, partly cloudy skies ahead, a great late summer week ahead with temperatures getting up into the mid-70s on Sunday and Monday, and no rain in the forecast until Friday. Yes, just a little more summer is ahead.
Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juneau with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juneau. More at heritagecoffee.com.
KTOO would like to acknowledge that we broadcast from the homelands of the Akhwan. The Kliné Di have stewarded this area for thousands of years. Today, our studios sit on a spot once part of the tidelands, now covered over with buildings, roads, and parking lots. We recognize those families who traveled to and from these tidelands to fishing and hunting grounds and to gatherings in other villages and still cherish it as an important part of their way of life for today and for future generations.
Hanson Gress, Ka eat with the Shu Yi, where Kashuk are ye tin. Jin Katka Kay Jin Tauk Anakaya Haanikach Gunish Cheesh.
Said woman, take it slow, things will be just fine. You and I'll just use a little patience. Said sugar, take the time, because the lights are shining bright.
All right. Well, this is Juno Afternoon, your community-supported public media station in KTOO. I'm Andy Klein, your host for today, and there's lots of action happening in the studio right now. It's pretty cool what's going on right here. So right now we've got Todd Cairns is in the studio with us.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks so much for coming to town.
My pleasure.
I know you've been here before, but I've seen you rock out Centennial Hall before.
Oh, you were there.
Cool. I was in the beer booth. I had to work it, but you know.
Sure. Yeah, it's got to be done, yeah.
And also with us, Jimmy Romero is part of your band. And also with us is Zach Kirkpatrick. It's going to be all part of this show. Zach, thanks for coming.
Hey, well, thank you.
All part of the show that Huna Totem.
We're closing for Zach tomorrow.
Yeah. Huna Totem's putting together, and Mickey Richardson's with us as well in the studio. Hey, Mickey. That mic's not live. Sorry. We had to cut that one off to make this one live. So sorry.
Go. Always nice to be here, especially on this super cool copper mic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah, man, it's pretty cool. Mic.
It's pretty fun to drive down into this section of town. It's like the Todd Cairns section of town all of a sudden.
Yeah,
man.
I'm
there's
like,
posters up everywhere.
I'm like, they look like wannabes, frankly.
It's good. It looks like someone's bringing the rock. It's good. Fire. Yeah.
It's like as our base player was saying, get this walking carpet out of my way. That's what I a giant well, Wookiee of rock.
Well, you were here at the Raiding the Rock Vault show that was here a few years ago.
Yep.
And seems like a long time ago, doesn't it? It was the before times.
Somebody brought it up and I was like, it honestly feels like last year to me. But
right.
You know.
And but for those folks that maybe didn't see that show, tell me just a little bit about like what you're going to be playing tonight. It's kind of a hard rock show, right?
It really is. Honestly, we sort of the Raiding the Rock Vault show specifically covers a 60s to the 80s kind of rock experience kind of thing. So, but what we're doing is it's myself. I play with Slash. Jimmy plays with Jet Boy. Blas Elias comes from Slaughter. Our bass player comes from, he was in a version of Rat, and we've been playing together for 100 years. All these different, like, mercenaries from around the Las Vegas scene just come together. And it's kind of the funniest thing about Vegas is when you have those kind of friends, if somebody says, you want to do a gig on Friday night, and you go, sure, let me call some guys. And you can just, boom, instantly know about 30 songs just collectively and just go play.
That's interesting. That kind of gets to a couple of questions I had, which one was, what scene did you come out of? I was going to assume it was L.A. because a lot of the bands that you've played with kind of seem to have come out of that L.A. scene.
Well, you would think. I come from Canada originally.
Right.
So, but a lot of it comes from a similar place in a sense. Like my career sort of had the whole touring in every terrible bar imaginable,
right.
Which of course led to Los Angeles, which of course led to New York City, which in all points in between, and ever since has been, and then every terrible bar around the planet.
But that's an interesting thing, isn't it? Both you and Jimmy as well. I mean, you guys have made a living being musicians. That kicks ass.
Yeah.
That's an amazing thing to have just accomplished. You know, it's amazing.
It really is. Somebody asked me once about writing a book, and I thought, you know, I really don't have any interest in writing a book about my life or anything like that. But I think I almost feel like writing a book about how to just kind of like do this and somehow be a grown man and think like, you can do this.
That's what I was going
to. If you put your mind to it and do it correctly and don't, you know, abuse or misuse the situation. You know,
right. I mean, of course, behind the music on that stuff, mm-hmm. right? There's this, the trope of all mm-hmm. that stuff. You can see where it is a pressure packed situation every night. There's the highs and lows.
Yep.
There's the incredible feeling
yep.
on stage. There's the, yep. and then the travel with anyone who's ever done in any yep. job that travels knows how grueling it is yep. to be traveling all the time. So there's all that, but you've worked your way through it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of cool because I think people have this romantic vision, right? I'm going to become this, you know, gigantic superstar, and that's what I'm going to do with my guitar.
Totally.
So that's not reality, just like not everyone's Michael Jordan, right?
If right.
you play basketball, but it doesn't mean you can't play.
That's
yeah,
true. It's
right.
kind of like you may not end up being Michael Jordan, but you may be able to make an entire career playing basketball.
Yeah,
somewhere. You know
right.
what I mean? I think that's the beauty of with the travel and all that kind of stuff. For most of us have that sort of headspace of like, look, we'll play music for free 100%. It's all the travel
yeah.
and all the headache and the waiting that you have to get paid for. That's
yeah.
that's just the nature of what we do. You know, we love playing music and we're just, I wake up every day going, wow, I get to do this again today. Wow.
Man.
Beautiful.
Jimmy, are you Vegas as well? Is that the scene you kind of started?
Originally I'm from Los Angeles, but yeah, Vegas is where I'm at.
And how did that become the place that you felt like was that kind of just a straight up career choice? Like this is where it's going to be happening for.
You got chased out of Los Angeles, to be honest.
I mean, did you go through the whole session musician stuff and that kind of deal as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, well, I was an signed solo artist on Sony for a minute. And then basically I got cut.
Yeah.
I was the one.
It's amazing.
You know, it was like either
thing,
Ricky
right?
Martin or me, and they were just like, "Yeah, we're gonna go with the guy from Menudo."
Well, you should have went and been in Menudo.
Good news
for
is there's an opening in Menudo.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't ready to put on the satin type, you know, pants.
Oh, but now man. We are.
So,
but what I mean, that is an amazing. I mean, that has got to be an amazing moment, right? First, you're signed.
Yeah.
And then all the promises, all the figuring out how the business really works,
right?
All that stuff.
I think that's
did you get in? Yeah,
that's the beauty of Vegas. Is almost every single musician we know there has the story of they were signed to a label, they were in the thing, they had a chance, they were there, it didn't quite happen. Then they found themselves with guitar in Las Vegas, being able to have a gig
mm-hmm.
and being able to make a life for themselves. And Jimmy and I are both examples of guys who just kind of like. And there's very few places you could do that. Places like New Orleans or Nashville
mm-hmm.
where guys are musicians,
mm-hmm.
but it's not really a living.
Yeah.
Where Vegas, you can actually go there and make a living for yourself.
And the talent, I mean, the talent pool has got to be incredible,
it's bananas,
right? Yeah,
right. It really is. Yeah.
I mean, like my first trip to Vegas, I took my first gig to Vegas and I literally like the caliber of musicians. I went back to Los Angeles and I was like, I got to up my game.
Yeah.
Like I got up my game and I come back when I'm ready.
Because part of what you're saying is that the people that are in Vegas, they're there to be pros.
Yeah.
Right.
They're
yeah.
there to like get gigs, work,
right.
yep.
show up on time, not be a problem, that
and
kind of stuff, right?
All those guys that they've been through that experience of like you say, all the guys acting the fool and the
yeah.
guy who's going to sleep late and not show up. It's like, no, we're looking for guys who are going to show up, know their business, and not be a problem. Those are the guys that get the calls.
Like, you got to look great on stage. You got to play great on stage, but you also got to be on stage and show up. And,
Well,
and there's a lot of money riding on it.
You got to have the hustle, too. You got to have the drive and the hustle.
Interesting.
Like, say, for instance, when I first moved out to Vegas and I started working in Vegas, you know, the first gig, they were like, oh, listen, you know, we can pay you this amount, but we don't have a hotel room for you. So you, and I was like, because they knew I was from Los Angeles. I was like, oh, no, buddies are out there. I didn't have no one out in Vegas. What I did was I did the gig. And then after I was done with the gig, I put my stuff in my car and I slept in a parking lot of a hotel.
Yeah.
You know, and
there
then
you go.
Waited for the check to clear.
You know, and then I drove to the local gym and said, hey, I just moved in, you know, the neighborhood. I'm thinking about joining this gym. They're like, okay, here's the 3-day pass.
That old chestnut. Oh, yeah. That so one works every time.
From the YMCA.
Right. You just had to listen to their spiel for a while.
Yeah, I just showered.
Then you had to do a timeshare thing where you listen to that.
Yeah. You're like running the clock down. You're like,
that's a Vegas hustle.
That's a good one.
But it's, you got to have the hustle, though, and you got to have the drive. And it's not always like, it's not like you just move to Vegas and you just get gigs and, you know, you got to work it.
Because there's always somebody else ready to do it if you're not.
Totally. Yeah. You know. And then kind of just reading a little bit about your background, both of your backgrounds, like so many different bands, so many different iterations, so many like little channels of the rivers, you know, coming together. And I'm assuming some of those were like, okay, that's – we're going to angle for a tour or something like that. But then some of them must have been just also creative, like, oh, my buddies. And so there's that mix, right?
Well, a lot of what I'm dealing with now is what I call post lockdown. So a lot of projects came up during lockdown where a bunch of friends were like, hey, you want to write some songs and do some, you know, so sending tracks around, sending files around, essentially.
Yeah.
This couldn't be done 20, 30 years ago, sending around 2-inch tape, you know.
Right.
But now that we're just sending files around, we made like, well, how many records did we make in the course of like 3-4 records? Yeah. At least of the ones that I know. Yeah, so I got one coming out with Tracy Guns right away from LA Guns. And I did one with the drummer for Evanescence and I. We did one. So we've been touring on that. So there ends up being like my name attached to all these different things. People are like, oh, dude, are you in – which bands are you not in might be a shorter list. But it's –
that just
it's
means just you're working.
It just kind of worked out that way. And while, you know, you can only watch Tiger King so many times before you're kind of like,
oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I can't
remember Tiger King. Was that in the 80s? When was that? Tiger King seems so long ago
I know.
I lived Tiger King for about a week, though.
I know.
Oh,
it was
good.
The thing. Yeah.
It was good.
During the lockdown. Yeah.
I just still don't know.
I can only watch
– I still don't know whose side I'm on.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What was her name?
Susan something? I can't quite remember. I'm pretty sure
she killed her husband either.
I know. Either way. But maybe you had it coming. Yeah. I don't know.
Might be a controversial stance, but that's what I'm going to say.
Low on food that day. Well, Well, do you guys feel like playing a little bit?
I mean, it's super fun
to talk to you. But and then Zach, we'll get to you as well. Thanks for coming
Zach's
in.
Here and Christian's here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool. Very good. Okay, man.
We can hand our guitars off. Here, just follow me.
Okay.
Good thing you're here.
Good thing you're here. I didn't know.
We didn't write this song, but we did steal it.
It's all the same. Only the names have changed. Every day it seems we wasted away. Another place where the faces are so cold. Travel all night, then back home. I'm a cowboy on steel horses. I meet always go their separate ways. Sometimes you tell the day by the bottle that you keep. Sometimes when you're alone, all you do is sleep. 'Cause I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride, and I'm wanted, wanted, dead or alive, and I'm wanted, wanted, dead or alive. And I ride
go right into that.
Just a bunch of cowboys.
That's amazing.
Yeah, still horse we ride.
That was amazing. That was so fun. I mean, that must bring the house down, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That sure, one yeah. brings the house down. Of yeah, course, yeah, yeah. Well, so fun. I mean, and tell me just a little. So, Zach, we're going to get to you too, man. So let's talk to Zach here. Let's get Zach on the mic. Zach, thanks so much for coming in, man.
Absolutely.
Seaplanes did a little bit of flying in there, right?
Yeah, so, yeah. You know, we in a miniature kind of way did the same thing. Christian flew over from Skagway.
Yeah,
we got some a bass player and drummer. They might be on the flight here any minute. And I came from Sitka, so but we got Lindsay
Kirkpatrick Band Assemble.
That's kind of what we did. Yeah, so it's always a pleasure to play with Christian and all these. Lindsay is going to join us too on the fiddle. I know she's a mainstay in Juneau. So
oh yeah, Lindsay's yeah. great. Yeah, yeah, that's great. So tell me about your journey. What's been happening with you musically and all that? I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. I did a lot of songwriting during the pandemic. I've kind of always written and kind of, you know, noodled down. But and then it just so happened that I don't even know how it kind of came about. But I met up with a producer you know, I'm kind of in this like outlaw country realm, mm-hmm. you know, some rock.
You're an outlaw. That, I know you're an outlaw.
That old school. I'm not saying I'm an outlaw, but that realm.
We're cowboys, though.
You're steel cowboys, horse. Yeah. And
the steel anyways, horse is a skiff, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's different. So this yeah. Chance McCoy guy who played with Old Crow Medicine Show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I linked up with him and then started cutting, you know, I felt like he was a good fit as a producer. And so we started cutting songs. And so, you know, I've got, I think, 13 singles out or something. I'll wrap it into an album, yeah, cool. But you can find it on Spotify and all the usual places. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, you learn quick about, you know, the music journey. I was all excited. I had, you know, whatever, 10,000 streams, and they sent me $30. So
yeah, right. Welcome to the big league.
Well, exactly. Tell me about that, the streaming world and how your experience there.
I was like, just discussing this back in a friend of mine just sent over a clip from an album I did back in 2001 in Canada, and it was just like reminiscing on, oh, it was just such a great album, dude. Oh, thank you so much, because at the time it felt like a complete like flop because. Mm. It was released, you know, it's hard to make a record. It's a lot of work, especially back in those days. Like, we're actively going to go into a recording studio, make the record and all that kind of stuff, and released into a world that had only, you know, just had stepped into the world of downloading, where 2 years before, you just sort of immediately saw that sort of first week worth of sales
right.
in the record industry.
Physical CDs.
I had been around, into that. You know, late 80s, early 90s, where I'd seen record sales and all that kind of stuff, to suddenly like, well, for some reason, everybody seems to know our songs, but the record sales just do not match. And I was like, okay, so there's a real changing of the guard mm-hmm, happening here. Mm-hmm. And that's been the case. You know, what we're dealing with now is because of just that, the way that all went down.
And so the cliche now is that, you know, you do the albums to support the tour, not the other way around.
100%,
right? It used to be.
And you're starting to see, well, not starting to see, but like a lot of the older artists, well, to people like Paul McCartney's credit, he still makes new music, but a Kiss or an Aerosmith, they just stop making new music yeah. at a certain point because it just seems
and
like.
And it pays so much better. I mean,
just go on the road.
Just go on the road.
And people really want to hear
music.
The hits.
Yeah.
People want to hear the classics. And it's a tough racket, but if you want to write and you're you have a creative mind, then you kind of have to do it for yourself. And I think most of us, like guys like Zach and all that,
yeah.
just keep creating. I think it's important.
Zach, yeah. you're mentioning Old Crow. When I think of Old Crow, I kind of think like Uncle Tupelo. Like I kind of think of that like authentic. It's almost like there's outlaw country, but there's also that like rebirth of authentic country in a way, or quote unquote authentic. But what do you,
there's a lot. I mean, I grew up, so, you know, my grandpa was always telling me about like Waylon Jennings
sure.
and, you know, 100%. Kris Kristofferson. And so to me, this was what country was. So
yeah.
sometimes you talk to people, it's like, oh gosh, dang country, I don't like that. But it's like, so what kind of country? Are we talking about today's hits? You know, and I'm not disparaging any artist out there, but you know, it's definitely a different flavor when you're getting into that 70s. And so we'll play some original stuff. You know, he'll do some chicken picking. He's amazing at that. Awesome. And we'll play some Folsom Prison. We'll do some of that kind of stuff.
I like the Wu-Tang you're wearing. That's a great shirt
a
you're wearing.
Wu-Tang shirt.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, Killer Priest is supposed to be on this show later today.
What?
Did you know that? Yeah.
No
amazing.
Way.
Yeah. Damn. Not in the town. Not in town. Via Zoom, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, you can incredible. Stay if you want to ask questions. Yeah, I mean, well, guys, it's so cool. Let's just talk a little bit about the show itself. It's happening tomorrow. It's over at the Auk Landing, which is the space people know in town as the subport and all that. But it's the space right across the street here from KTOO. And it's happening tomorrow, man. And so what time does it start?
So gates will open at 4:00 and it's festival style. So if you're coming, bring your own chair. And if you haven't been by, like it is the kingdom of Kerns right now in France.
It is a hellscape.
There is a massive, we brought our Transformer stage in and they're hoisting the line array right now as we speak and with Todd's face on the backside of it. And
it's a Decepticon. It's not one of the good guys.
But it'll be happening. And so 6:00, 6-ish, Zach and company will go on. Zach and friends. It's like a friend show, isn't it?
Zach really
and friends, yeah. Todd and friends. And are you guys going to do some stuff together, I think?
But after the show, we might all be bitter enemies. Who knows?
Outside. Yes. Yeah. Well, that's the best. That would be the best outcome possible. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And we've got
the
food trucks
our origin
there.
Story. Of I'm too lazy for that.
It's going to be a good time because you've got food trucks there as well. Tracy's there. We've got Beer Garden. And it's going to be a lot of fun. If you're in town, like, this is the place to be. And as we know, like, summer's winding down. We've all worked really hard this summer, so it's time to celebrate. And I just so you know, I was planned this like almost well, we planned this with Tuke coming pre-pandemic. So we got shut down because of the pandemic. So Todd came back and brought friends with him. And so it's nice to have him. You know, it's not easy because they're not really living in cars anymore, just so you know. Okay, it's hard to book these guys.
There's a rider involved.
Yeah, exactly. This level of talent doesn't come to town very often. So we're very excited to have them, and we're going to make it a big time show and really celebrate summer. So I was really risking it all because here in Alaska, we have to really depend on Mother Nature to cooperate.
Especially with the outdoors. Mickey, so far, she's been.
Yeah, she's been awesome. Out. And yesterday in Hunu,
some strings there.
Was
got
unbelievable.
The good weather.
Todd Kearns and friends, including Mother Nature.
Yes.
Well, it's so great. Thanks so much for just, I know I put you on the spot there to start playing for us. Thanks so much. That was awesome to hear
Thank
that. Zach, do you have a little something you want to play real quick?
Yeah, what do we, hey, what?
Christian, take that.
Maybe you can stand around this mic if you want, and maybe we'll figure that one out.
Oh, okay. You want to get on this one?
Oh, you need a pick? Here.
This one's kind of.
Yeah, Mickey, you got it, Mickey. Just stand that mic up.
Do you want me to get out of the way? Oh, you got a strap. Look at
this
that.
Is, by the way, the beauty of live radio, right?
I know.
This
is.
Here we go.
Over here. And I can.
Yeah,
there
you go. Great, I can stand like right here.
Yeah.
Up in the zone.
Where'd you get that Wu-Tang shirt? And can I have that Wu-Tang?
You can have it.
You can win. You can win it. Yeah. You can only win it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I got it on like eBay.
That's the sickest shirt ever.
It's pretty great. I love it.
All right, Zach, you want to
give people something they know? Something
okay, of, sounds good.
Feel free to harmonize. This
I'm
is
in.
This is "Here Comes the Rain Again" by the Eurythmics.
Oh,
is that how you pronounce that?
Oh so, yeah, I mean,
we're singing on this one.
Heck yeah, the more the merrier.
Here comes the rain again, falling on my head like a memory, falling on my head like a new emotion. I wanna walk in the open wind, I wanna talk like lovers do, I wanna dive into your ocean. Is it raining with you? Baby, talk to me like lovers do, and walk with me like lovers do. Baby, talk to me like lovers do. comes the rain again, falling on my head like a memory, falling on my head like a new emotion.
Nice.
Christian, yeah, son.
Very good. That was cool.
I get hyped sometimes.
I love that. Yeah.
Every once in a while, it comes.
That's like in the tradition of, like, you know, later on, Johnny Cash was doing lots of covers of like pop stuff. And that's just so cool. Yeah. So great.
I forgot about how awesome that song is.
Yeah. Really cool stuff. Well, this is super fun. Thanks, everyone, for coming in. I really appreciate you guys playing on the spot like that. And once again, it's the show's happening tomorrow. Gates open at 4. As Mickey said, bring a chair because it's going to be open seating, and you just kind of hang out and have some food. Have some, I think Alaskan Brewing is going to be there, right? Have some beer.
Have some beer and
have some whatever.
Have
some
good time.
Yeah.
And also, you can get tickets online at JunoConcerts.com. And then.
And 10 bucks off if you order them online, right?
Yeah, that's right. $10 save $10 online. And also, shareholders can tell them to get in free. So bring your shareholder card.
Very cool. All right. Well, Mickey, thanks so much for arranging this and bringing everyone in. Thanks to all you guys for coming in. Great to meet you and see you again in person. I don't think we met before, but great to see you again. And thanks for coming back to Juno, man. And thanks
100%.
For
Thank
yeah,
you
making
for
Juno
us,
more musical here. We really appreciate it. So great to have you here, and have a great show.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Wonderful, intoxicating sound that you hear is the sound of marimbas playing. And I'll let Shelley Delaney and Betsy Sims, who are joining me in the studio now, talk a little bit about what are we hearing there? What are we just hearing? And behind, what's that? You said that would be a great composition to play in talking about this concert that's coming up, Shelley. So let me know, what is that all about?
Yeah, thanks. Well, hi, Andy.
Hi.
It's great to be here on the other side of the desk.
Yes.
And that song is called Odoli, and Betsy can tell you a little bit more about the what that means and who wrote it and who arranged it and all that stuff. But I will tell you that it's a new song that our band has been learning with Mike Sabanda, who is here visiting from Africa. And he's been working intensely with Njuzu Marimbas, our local band, and also teaching some workshops to new learners. And so he taught us that one, and we're going to be premiering it.
Sunday.
Soon, on Sunday.
Yes. It's a marimba concert happening Sunday with, as you said, visiting Zimbabwean artist Michael Sabanda. And tell me a little bit about his background. What do you know about Michael?
Well, Mike was actually born and raised in Zimbabwe. He's done music his whole life. He mentioned that he knew early on he wanted to be a musician. And his family is all their teachers and have done a lot of music, and they frowned upon him being a musician. That I think wanted something more respectable. So he's like, how about if I'm an educator? So he's a music teacher who's also a stunning
performer. Just sneaks in that he's actually a great musician, right?
Yeah. You know, it's unusual to find people who are really great musicians who are also really great instructors.
And really want to teach and all that. Yeah, it's two different skill sets. It doesn't always go together. Yeah,
and he currently works and teaches in South Africa. He teaches at a Zimbabwean music in South Africa to like 2,000 students. He's on holiday right now from school, and he's here working hard.
Well, that's cool.
No, he's a piece of work. He definitely we've worked with lots of different instructors, but he is. I don't know, when we were in here last time, M said he pushes you as hard as you can go in the nicest possible way. But he doesn't give a lot of like There's no like coddling. It's not like, oh, here, let's work on this. It's like, go.
Well, that's cool. Sometimes that's exactly, sometimes that is what you need for your brain to kind of kick in and get that focus, right? You kind of know, because he's, as you say, he's probably pushing you to where he knows you can get to. In a way, right?
Even if you don't think you can.
Yeah, right.
I would say so. For sure, it's a different pace and it's definitely a different teaching style than what we are used to. But it's nice because he'll show me a new part and it'll seem incredibly complicated. But as long as I get most of it or get it like mostly right, like it still fits in with the song and fits in with the arrangement. So it's like, you know, the marimba music is very organic. You know, I'm sure there's like some wrong ways to play it, but there's a lot of different correct ways to play these parts, and they then make them still work and fit together and sound good together.
Is that part of like part of it seems to me like it's so rhythmic, right? There's so much about what marimba music is. It's about this. Well, it's a percussive instrument, right? Mm-hmm. So it's about this rhythm. So as long as you're keeping that rhythm, even if you don't hit all the flourishes. Right. You know, yes. The rhythm's still there and it's still sounding wonderful and hypnotic and incredible.
The
and
rhythm
all those
is way more important.
Yeah.
Than the notes. Both are nice. but the rhythm, you can take people down quickly with the rhythm, but the notes not so much.
We've talked a little bit about this before. Maybe not with you, though, Betsy. Why marimba in Juneau? How did this happen? Going on?
Just a very quick touch upon Annie Gazelle, who founded the Canvas. She created that entire program and got all the funding and everything else. She had played marimbas when she was down in Colorado. And she's like, we need those in Juneau. So she wrote a grant.
So she was the person to plant the seed.
She wrote a grant. And actually, the person who made these marimbas, and they're stunning instruments, never, ever in his career of making marimbas had anybody ever ordered a whole set. They would order like a soprano and then a tenor like that. But she wrote, I think it was through Murdoch or Rasmus, and there was something, and she kind of slid this thing in as equipment. As equipment for
well,
the canvas,
is.
Which
it is.
It is.
Yeah.
And so,
you know, especially the mission of the canvas, I can see where it fits in so well with the mission of the canvas.
Yeah.
And, you know, teaching people and all that kind of stuff, expanding in this artistic way.
And marimbas are unbelievably accessible. Anyone can play marimbas.
Yeah, right. Take it from me.
They seem like
literally
accessible
anyone.
But complex on the same,
exactly.
You know, board.
It's
right?
magic because it takes a bunch of people, but everyone can be doing something extremely simple, but your part is just as important as somebody doing something all wild and crazy.
Yeah.
So it's a really wonderful thing. And then when the canvas changed hands and a bunch of stuff happened, I wound up buying them eventually and I've kept them going. But
so
that's how they got here.
I see. So they're now in your possession, sort
yes.
of. I see.
Yep.
Well, that's really cool. And then this concert, tell me, where is it and all that kind of fun details on the concert itself?
Sure. Yeah. It's going to be out at Heritage Plaza. That's the newish plaza up there by Sea Alaska Heritage and downtown. And it's where we've had our last few outdoor concerts and workshops as well. And it's such a great place to play. I mean, it sounds great. It's beautiful. I especially like it because while everybody is usually facing us, the band, we are facing the mountains. And so I get to play and like look
oh,
up
that's
at a
cool.
lovely
yeah.
view.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just great because most of the time we're out there, we're playing. Even if people didn't know about the concert, they hear us and people are just drawn in.
I've seen that happen with your concerts, outdoor or not. You know, I think maybe I remember one years back at the Marine View, at the Marine Park.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And just wandering by and not knowing it was happening, exact same thing. Just like, how are you not going to go and check out what's going on? There's like half a dozen people playing these amazing things and there's this rhythmic deal going on and that incredible sound, that joyous kind of sound that it creates. It's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. We feel so much love because, locals and visitors alike are always just like coming, like just they come in and watch and they're so excited. And I think did I say it was at 4:30? It's at 4:30 on
4:30.
Sunday.
4:30. Okay.
Sunday.
Very good.
Rain or shine.
Yep. Rain or shine. It's the marimba concert happening. It's August 20th. Rain or shine, 4:30. And once again, where is it? One more time.
Sea Alaska Heritage.
At the Sea Alaska.
Plaza.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, as you said, like, that's such a cool thing because not only you're outdoors, there's also some acoustic features to it. I know, Betsy, that's...
Well, interesting thing is, if you're actually under the shelter, it's really hard to play because the sound bounces.
You can hear
in a way
it, yeah.
that is hard for us to hear each other properly. So it's supposed to be nice on Sunday. So we won't be under the shelter, I hope. We should be out in the open.
And then it just allows you to kind of hear more accurately what's happening. Yeah.
But if it rains, we can move underneath and be just fine.
The audience won't.
Well, you know what? It's not going to rain.
It's not going to rain.
It's going to be beautiful. It's happening Sunday, August 20th. It's the Marimba concert happening with guest artists from Zimbabwe. Michael Sibanda, who's also been teaching, and Betsy Sims and Shelley Delaney. Thanks for coming in.
I should quickly mention that the reason Mike isn't with us right now is we found him. We sent him out fishing and whale watching today. Yes. Somebody took him out on a boat. I'm like, you go.
Well, I guess. I mean,
and
priorities.
He caught a fish.
Well, and he caught at least one fish.
I can get behind that, I guess.
Yeah.
And the very last thing,
I wanted to meet him, but.
Is the song we're going out on is a song that our band plays and that Mike wrote.
What song are we going out on?
Botsotsi.
Are we?
If you got it.
I don't have it.
Oh, no.
I don't think I was. I don't know if I was.
I sent one to come in with, which you played, and one to go out with.
I didn't see that.
The song that you were supposed to hear.
Spell it for me.
B-O-T.
We'll play it right now.
B-O-T-S-O-T-S-I.
All right.
Look up Botsotsi on
Do you need
Spotify.
A hand, Andy?
I know, right? And this is by... the youth marimba?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. We're going to do it.
This is written by Mike Sibanda.
All right. Written by Mike Sibanda.
Yep.
And this is a little bit, maybe, are you going to play this one?
Yes.
All right.
Well,
here it is. A little bit of a preview of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Thanks to both of you for coming in. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Andy.
Have a great day. All right.
Gracias.
Yeah, I switched up the music a little bit here. Welcome back to your community-supported public media station, KTOO. Juno Afternoon, I'm Andy Klein with you. And joining us next is hip-hop royalty and Lance Mitchell. Lance, you're also hip-hop royalty in your own unique way. But we've got Killer Priest with us. Uh-huh. And thanks so much, Killer Priest, for joining us. Oh, I got Killer Priest is on the Zoom call, but I don't see a microphone connected with him yet right now. Lance, are you on?
I'm on.
Yeah, hey, Lance.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I see we've got Killer Priest is connected, but
I think his
audio is just still connecting right this second. So hopefully he'll get connected as well in just a minute here.
Is he there now?
He's there, but I don't hear him. So hopefully he'll be able to come on here in just a second. But Lance, why don't we just start with you as Killer Priest is kind of lining up. I mean, it's amazing that you're going to get one of the people from the universe of the Wu-Tang is going to be playing here in Juno. That's amazing.
Yeah, man, that's pretty cool. Killer Priest is a cool cat. He's a good guy.
How did you make the connection with him?
Oh, he was here and I met him in the Baranoff.
Oh, yeah. Very
and
cool.
I asked him if I ever get my stuff together and have a show, would you come? And he said, yeah. And so I did, and he came.
That's great.
Four times, I think. Yeah.
So that's really cool he has this bit of a Juno connection.
Yeah, he does. He loves Juno. He thinks because he really enjoys coming here. He enjoys the people. He enjoys the atmosphere. He enjoys the weather and he enjoys nature.
Tell me about
Tell
me about when the show is for him. And I know you've got another show coming up too that we want to talk about, but tell me about the show for Killer Priest. When's that happening?
The show for Killer Priest and Afro Man wasn't able to make it. He's on tour right now, but it will be a show with Afro Man and Killer Priest.
Oh, okay.
Actually the girls from AK Inverted and some local talent, possibly Alaska Red, which is a big name in Anchorage, and T-Mix, Fanatic, Wordplay, Northcutt, Radiophonic Audit, Radiophonic Jazz.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're called.
They are, yeah.
Radiophonic Jazz. So that will be performing as well. And I'm psyched. I'm looking forward to it.
That's really cool. And it's so cool that you went ahead and made that happen. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I get these tasks in my that I want to do. And we usually do what if I say I'm gonna do something, I usually do it. Definitely true. If I decide I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it. But I thank you for you were my mentor for a while. Andy Klein, you know that, right?
The old days.
A lot of this I owe to you. Yeah, I owe a lot of this stuff to you.
They
miss you on Excellent Radio.
Excellent Radio, I know, man. I love listening to it still, but yeah, I haven't been on there in quite a while, but those are the old days, Lance, going back in the Wayback Machine, man. Listening, yeah, and you had a great show on Excellent Radio, and also on KRNN, you had a great show going too. I think back and forth, you kind of played both airwaves there.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun, you know. But I guess things change. I guess
I know, and now you're changes. This big music and producer, man. Now you're this big concert promoter, music producer. It's amazing.
I don't know about this big time music producer dude you're talking about. But I do some stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
I do some stuff sometimes.
And
Killer.
Oh, Killer Priest just got on. How you doing, man? Thanks for joining us. Sorry for any mix up with the microphone there.
Oh man, this is all good. Hold on, let me turn it this way. Probably can see me better, right?
Yeah, I see you. Oh, it's good to see you. All right, man.
Hey, what's good? What's good, my brother?
Hey, where are you right now?
What's good? I'm in LA right now.
Oh, I see.
I just came off a birthday, so I'm still celebrating. You know how Leo's on. So today is Master Killer birthday. So we're going to celebrate birthday this whole month, man.
That's great.
I just he's celebrating this whole month.
Leo's a
who's that, Lance.
He's yeah, Lance. What's up, Killer?
That's Lance. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Tell me just a little bit about your connection with Juno. Why you've been here a couple of times now, and we're really honored. Man. It's awesome to have you keep coming back. What is it that brings you back to Juno?
Man, the music, the culture, the people. I like the wildlife, the air. You can breathe. You can, you know, the fish, definitely the fish. I got this one spot he take me to is always good. And it's just a great outdoor, and I just love the people. I'm going to go for mayor soon. He's going to help me. You know what I mean? Shout out to the clicker tribe, too.
We'll let Mayor Weldon know that you're coming for her, and going to mount a campaign. That sounds good. Listen, you grew up. Did you grow up in Queens?
I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, Bushwick. I was born in Bushwick, and then all over Brooklyn. I always claimed Bed-Stuy because that's where adolescent, and then Brownsville, and then Crown Heights. Once you're in Brooklyn, you're all over. So that's where I grew up. And then I have a part where I grew up down south, also in Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, okay. So you kind of you have some family down there, and you were kind of going back and forth a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Did that give you a little different perspective, you think, when you were back in New York, and especially as you got into rapping, hip hop, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it taught me to. Slow down, and it taught me a lot of morals about life as far as with my grandmother. And then I just learned a lot about nature out there.
I think that definitely plays into so much of your lyrics that you're known about. So much of the music you're known about is really spiritual in nature. And it seems like that's sort of a little bit different take than a lot of what people were talking about in hip hop in the late 90s and 2000s.
Right. Well, that was the whole thing is music is worldwide. Rap is worldwide. There's so much you could do in the studio And we all heard the story. I just have a wider range of pushing music, because to me, it's music. It's not just rap. It's music and making sounds and for everybody. And so every part of it is, it works. It's like a movie. You don't just watch horror movies. You want to do a love story, maybe. Maybe you want to write a thriller, you know.
That's cool. I was just today looking back a little bit of sort of some of your discography and kind of thinking about like, oh yeah, I remember these great tracks, especially collaboration tracks that you did, you know, like Liquid Swords and stuff like that. Does that stuff, when you think about those kind of collaborations and that work you were doing in that time period, does it seem like a blur, or does it seem like you remember every moment of it?
Man, it's hard to say, man. I always remember every moment. And it's just is a phenom, man, because they call you OG now. You just, yeah, I just remember being in the studio and when this thing was just kicking off. And then next thing you know, you got younger generations call you an OG and people coming out that you never expected say they like your music. So I just know the origins. I just keep it true with the origins. So
I think that must be true for any artist that's sort of there and is influencing the origins of any art type. You know, it must be, you don't really realize you're making history when you're making history, right?
Right. It was a time when everything was around. I mean, Tupac was a living, Biggie, you know, and then AZE, and then they kind of like, after they pass on, they take that time with them. And it feels like then you get in a zone, something that you remember that no one else can hold on to. Or when we first came out, it becomes the past. So we hold on to those things. And then to people who wasn't experiencing with us, but just experienced our music, it's like a faint memory.
Yeah. It's interesting you mentioned that, Biggie, Tupac, people you probably either worked with or within the same circles. Can it be difficult to listen to their music today? How do you feel about that when you listen to one of their tracks?
I just wanted more. Well, I always think what would have happened if they would live, especially Tupac and Biggie, you know.
So talented, yeah.
I'm always inspired still.
Yeah. Well, it's so great to talk to you, and thanks so much for joining. I really appreciate it. Happy birthday, first and foremost.
Happy also, birthday, I've man. Dropped the album. I've dropped a new album on my birthday. It's called Vedic Vape Room.
I saw how many you've been dropping albums. Lots of new music's been coming out in the last few years. It's really cool to see that amount of productivity. Yeah, that's really cool. So Forest of the Happy Ever After was the one that I saw was the last one. But this is a new album you just released.
Yes. Yes. Cool. Vedic Vape Room. It just came out 2 days ago.
All right. Well, everyone get on your services and look for Killer Priest's new releases. Killer Priest, so great to talk to you. Thanks so much. Wish we had more time. Sorry, we're just getting to the end of the show here. But thanks so much. Man, and Lance, thanks so much for putting it together. It's going to be happening.
Thanks, man.
Going to be happening September 29th. Lance. So maybe we'll get a chance to talk to you before the concert or when you're up here.
Yes. And I can't wait, man. And I can't wait to hit those boats, see those bears again if the bears are out.
They're out. Yeah, they're out. They're still out at that time of year. They'll be around. You'll be able to see them.
September,
I'm sure they'll
wait. What time they go in?
They kind of, October or so is when they start kind of really heading back into the hills.
Do you see them walking back like with their suitcases and
that's
stuff?
Right. And their hats and their picnic baskets. Like, hey man, we gotta get going. All right, thanks so much. All right.